Let's be honest, one of the biggest hurdles in senior photography isn't the lighting, the posing, or even the location, it's the outfit. Parents want timeless, seniors want trendy, and you're caught in the middle. How do you help your clients nail their wardrobe without losing your mind? In this episode, we're tackling the ultimate style guide for senior sessions, breaking down everything from colors that pop on camera to layering like a pro and dodging outfit disasters. If you've ever had a senior show up in neon stripes or a parent suggests khakis for the 100th time, this episode is for you. Get ready to slay the style game and help your seniors shine one outfit at a time. Welcome to The Raw Edit, where we keep it real, raw, and ridiculously fun.
We're two photographers who've seen it all. Blurry shots, perfect poses, epic travels, and those WTF is this lighting moments.
Whether you're behind the lens, in front of it, or just trying to figure out what the heck raw files even are, this is the podcast for you.
We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unfiltered truths of building a photography business that doesn't just survive, it thrives.
Think travel adventures, tips that actually work, behind the scenes chaos, and maybe a little tea about what really goes down on shoots.
We're dishing out all the secrets from nailing your dream shots to running a business that doesn't make you want to cry into your SD cards.
No fluff, no filters. Just real talk, a few laughs, and maybe a little chaos.
So grab your camera, your Diet Coke, and join us for the Raw Edit. All right, so the biggest mistake I see seniors make is overthinking your outfit. I don't know about you, but I have parents and seniors come to me all the time struggling with what to wear. And I don't know about you, but the first thing I tell them is keep it simple. Like, I could probably go to their closet and I could pick out six outfits immediately that would have enough variety that they could use for their session. Do you find the same thing?
I think I do in some ways, but I always want them to have a, like a showpiece, you know? And so I love the idea, like you said, keep it simple, you know, make sure they feel comfortable in it, make sure that they feel confident in it, because sometimes you have a dress that you like, but it doesn't look good on you. You don't feel comfortable in it. And that's going to show in the pictures. But I always like to have that one piece that really stands out.
So, yeah.
But you don't want them to spend a fortune and get four outfits that are standout outfits that they'll never wear again either. I mean, that's the flip side of that. So,
right. And I do agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like to tell my seniors too, that, you know, I've had an instance, and it was my own daughter. She sees all these other seniors having these pictures taken in these beautiful long dresses. And my daughter is not a dress. She does not wear dresses. And she was adamant that she wanted to have her pictures, her senior pictures taken in a long flowy dress. And I'm like, it's just not you. So I talked her out of it. I don't know if it was the right thing to do or not, but I talked her out of it because I knew it wasn't going to be pictures that she was going to like. But I do like the idea of statement pieces. They can be fun. They can add some flair to your images, and they're trending. I like to also tell my seniors, and you had mentioned it too, is that find outfits that you feel comfortable in, because you're going to be doing a lot of movement, because you're going to be doing some walking. We're going to be doing some twirls and some twists and some grapevining, and I want to make sure that they feel comfortable and confident in it, because if you're comfortable, then you're going to be confident and they're going to feel amazing. And then we just build from there. Now, do you offer your seniors a guide on what to wear?
I do. I do have a style guide for them to even, you know, where to start basically too.
Right. And in there,
you get that.
Yeah. I get mine right at the beginning when they book with me as well. And it's just things to avoid, things to make sure that you are wearing. I also, and I know you probably do, is you also ask them to start thinking about their outfits and create Pinterest boards.
Yes.
I feel like
for inspiration. Yeah.
Yeah. For inspirations. I mean, I have boards that I've created for inspirations. I have then senior girls who I ask to send me links of their boards for inspiration, because those boards tell you a lot about their outfits. One, it tells you what time of year that they're thinking. Like if it's all summer outfits, shorts, little summer dresses, then you know you need to book that session from like June through like August. If it's more sweater, fall, jeans, long sleeve shirts, then you know that session is going to be more of a September or an October session. Do you find the same thing?
I don't usually see their outfits till a week before, it feels like. You know what I mean? Like when I'm like, hey, I need to see your outfits for the shoot. But I love the way that you have it, because then you would know the season. And the other thing is like to give them guidance. Like if they have a sweater, but then they also have a really short like dress, like those two don't typically go hand in hand. So, I mean, either you're going to be really hot or you're going to be freezing your little butt off. I mean, those are the right.
Yep, and exactly.
So then it's just, you know, educating them on what they should have for which session they choose, what time of year. But yeah, I feel that. And then once I see their outfits, I always tell them, make sure you get them like 2 weeks before, because, and make sure you try every single one of them on, because nothing's worse than the night before. Yes. And they're trying their outfits on and they're like, oh, this doesn't fit.
Yep. Or mom's just taking tags off as they're putting them on.
Yes.
Oh, shit, yes. I forgot to take tags off. Yes. I like to send out that reminder email about 2 weeks before the session. Like, here's your to-do for this week. It's take the tags off of your shirt, iron it, try it on, make sure it fits. Like, do that now.
Can't you just take those wrinkles out in Photoshop, Sarah? How many times have you heard that? You could just do that.
A lot. Right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let's talk about the one thing that we're adding to our senior sessions this year, and that's Nuuly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's huge. Sarah and I, our minds were blown. It's it's a service that you can rent 6 pieces a month, and it's around $100. But they're like Free People, Anthropology. So they have like the statement pieces and things you typically wouldn't buy to wear again, but maybe for your senior session, it's got the statement piece you want. And what I love about it is it builds our portfolio to have those images that we see and we love, and to attract clients that want to do those type of pictures. I mean, we're always going to have seniors that want very traditional, and that their pictures turn out amazing too, but there's something about that flair.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited to add that flair to my sessions just to give them that option. Cause some pieces, they're expensive. Like on top of everything else, mom's got to go out and buy all these new outfits. And this is just an option that it's going to give our girls that option to rent these pieces from us for their session. So I'm excited to offer it this year. I'm excited to dive into it and to see where it takes us. But that was something new that we've decided that we're going to add this year. So let's talk about the outfit formula and what is it that you recommend or you talk about in your guides as far as different looks. I know for me, I'm in that rural Midwestern setting. A lot of my seniors show up in the casual jeans, cute top, jumpers, shorts. And if I had a dollar for every girl that shows up in a white little summer dress, I would be rich. How about you?
Same. Every single senior girl has that white dress. Every single one. I should make a board showing every white dress from last year. You know what I mean? Like a grid on Instagram.
Yeah, that would be fun to see. But yeah, every girl, they show up with that cute little summer dress and jeans and a cute top and jumper and shorts. And I call that just the casual look. Like that is the look that I could go to their closet and I could pick out probably 6 outfits that would cover that look, from shorts, jeans, tops, and keeping it simple. What are some other looks that you like to offer to your seniors as well?
Well, like I said, I want a statement piece. I mean, and that's typically just girls. I can't even think of a boy that I photographed that did a statement piece, you know, not to say they're not out there, because they are, but I just haven't did that yet. But I love something that is just out of their norm and maybe, you know, a style that they've always wanted to wear. They just haven't tried it yet, or they saw in a magazine. Mm-hmm. And those usually are my favorite pictures from the session, if I'm going to be honest, but it's just because it has a little bit of wow factor, but mom and dad
it's kind of like showing up to a shoot for a model and you get this awesome outfit that you've never done before, but you wanted to do, and you get to put it on and actually be the model. That would be so cool. That would be.
I agree. Yeah. But as you know, mom and dad, they want like the timeless, the classic look. They want, you know, the flowy dress, the button up shirt or the polo, the timeless pieces, what they're looking for. So it's a balance game, right? Like I want the statement piece, but mom and dad want this piece, and figuring out, I don't know. How many outfits do you let your seniors do?
I was just going to ask you that. I offer, depends on what session they book, but if they've got a 60-minute session with me, they're only getting 1 to 2 outfits. And then if they're booking that 90 minutes or up to 2 hours, I give them between 3 to 4 pieces, but I recommend that they bring at least 5 or 6 just for some variety. And I don't know about you, but when I see some of their pieces, I know exactly what location those outfits are going to look perfect in, or I will see an outfit. And if I don't even have that location, even in my mind, I'll look at an outfit, go, oh, that's going to look really cool at this location. We're going to definitely go there now because she's got this outfit. And I don't know if that's the same for you, but I'm a visual person. I can visually see that outfit in these locations.
Same. Yep. I'm the exact same. And my outfits are about the same too. I think the lower package has 2 outfits, and then the higher ones, I say that they should have at least 4. And if they really love something, 5. And if they're a dancer and they're a fast changer, they could do 6, but they only have that. They have their time slot, and that's going to take away from pictures. So keep that in mind. Like if it takes you a long time to change, you know, the sun sets when it sets, right? So.
Yep, yeah. We're not going to slow that down. No. So the one big thing though, that I cannot stress enough is shoes, 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 shoes. Make sure your shoes complement your outfit. That is one thing that I harp about. And then not only that, make sure that your shoes are comfortable, because I know you and I both are out on grassy fields, plains, you're in rocky areas. And I tell my seniors, don't wear heels. Don't wear shoes that you're not going to be stable on, because you're going to be doing a lot of movement in a lot of places that you're going to need some stable footings. Footed shoes, but also something that's going to complement your outfit. I've had guys show up, you know, they're wearing their khaki pants or their dress pants with a nice top, and they've got their beaming white tennis shoes, which I know now that can be trending. I do know that, but at the same time, just a nice pair of dress shoes would have complemented the outfit. Do you find the same thing with your seniors?
I do. And if I see a girl and she's got a cute pair of heels, I make that an urban outfit, because like you said, in the middle of a field or in the sand or wherever, you won't be able to do the movement you want to do. I mean, if you're downtown, they can walk and spin and do everything, but not somewhere else. And if they insist on having it like in a field or something, I always, every single time, say bring flip-flops or Birks, because we won't put those shoes on until we're exactly where we need to be.
Right. You know? Right. Or incorporate those shoes, you know, over their shoulder. Like, yes. You know, I've had a girl who was in a cute little white dress.
No.
She wanted to stand in the creek, and she had these cute shoes. And I'm like, well, you can't wear those shoes in that creek. So I'm like, how about you hold them behind your back and you go down and stand barefoot in the creek. And she was absolutely fine with it. And it was a cute shot. It's one of my favorite ones. But just know your shoes and what you're going to wear and where you're going to be at. I mean, if you're going to be in water standing, bring your flip flops. If you're going to be at a beach, bring your flip flops. Like, know what you're going to be, where you're going to be at when you start selecting your shoes and what outfits you're going to be wearing.
100%. Have you had the boys show up in the white shoes who doesn't want to crease them, and so they won't like do certain movements?
Oh no, I haven't had that. Oh,
well, that is a thing. That is a thing.
That's a thing, really?
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. I did have a guy show up, and his mom even admitted before we even got out of the car. She's like, he brought way more shoes. He's into shoes, like into his shoes. And he had a pair of, he's into sports. He had a pair of Jordan, Nike, something or another for every outfit. Like he had, wow. And he was, yeah. But we didn't have any issues with creasing the shoes. No.
Well, that's good. It's really hard to post somebody when they can't do anything to their shoes.
Hey, photographers, it's Sarah here. Let's talk about post-production, the part of your workflow that can either save you hours or leave you drowning in edits. If you ever felt like you're spending more time at your computer than behind your camera, I have something just for you. A free post-production workflow guide designed to streamline your editing process and help you work smarter, not harder. We've all been there, endless Lightroom catalogs, inconsistent edits, and that nagging feeling that post-production is taking way longer than it should. If you're overwhelmed by where to start or how to create a workflow that actually saves time, You're not alone. That's why I created my free post-processing workflow guide. This isn't just a checklist. It's a step-by-step breakdown of how to take your raw files to final, polished images in record time. Whether you're editing high school seniors, weddings, or volume photography, this guide will help you create stunning, consistent edits while cutting down on stress and late nights. Inside the guide, you'll find actionable tips for managing your catalogs, syncing edits across galleries, and using AI tools to speed up tedious tasks, all without sacrificing quality. These are the same strategies I use every day to edit hundreds of images quickly while still delivering work I'm proud of. Download the free post-processing workflow guide now at smunsonphotography.com. It's completely free, packed with value, and designed to help you take your editing to the next level. Don't let post-production hold you back from doing what you love most, capturing those incredible moments. Grab your free guide today and start editing smarter, not harder. Now let's get back to the episode. Let's talk about color, because I don't know about you, but one of the first questions my parents always ask when we start talking about their session is, what colors look good? Do you get that question?
I don't get that question, but what I do tell them is don't bring everything black and white. I don't, you know, I feel like that's such a thing now that people wear just black or they just wear white. You need a pop of color. I mean,
yeah.
Otherwise, your gallery is not going to be as beautiful as it could be, no. Right?
Right. I like to tell mine natural tones, like earthy tones, earthy vibes with a pop of color. And then I also like to ask my seniors, do you have a favorite color? Because if you've got a favorite color, then wear your favorite color. Like, just because I tell you to bring earthy tones doesn't mean that you need to abide by that. Like, if you have a favorite color and let's say it's yellow, then bring something that's yellow. You know, I want you to feel comfortable and I want you to bring something that's you and authentic to you. But that's kind of what I like to tell my seniors. And then I also like to let them know that know your location. I had a situation come up once where, the senior sent me pictures of his outfits and we were going down to a downtown urban area, and down there it's very nostalgia. Like the buildings are all that orange brick with it was a millwork district. It's got the black wrought iron stuff. And one of his outfits was just jeans and a plain white t-shirt. And I suggested, instead of the stark white, bright t-shirt in the downtown millwork district, bring something that's, you know, an oatmeal color or a light beige color. And he did, thankfully, he took my advice and it was fantastic. Like just that little tweak in that color was perfect for what we were trying to accomplish down there. Do you find the same thing?
I do. And when you were talking about, like when you ask them what's your favorite color, you know, a question we should ask them is there something that you wear that everybody compliments you in? Is there a specific color that you wear that everybody compliments you in? Because usually that's like their color, you know, if you do the winter, spring, summer, fall color thing. Usually they're wearing a color that is their color. So we should add that into our prep guide, I think.
I love that. I did once have a girl. It was just this last season. She was a redhead. And she asked me what colors will look good. And I thought to myself, you've got red hair. There are, I'm sure, certain outfits that complement that red hairstyle. And I had no idea because I have no experience with, I'm not a color analysis. So I did, right. I sent her, because there is a website where you can go and it will do a color analysis. You submit a headshot with your eyes, your face, your hair, making sure that it sees everything. And it'll tell you what colors are your complementary colors. And she did that. And when I saw her for a session, she had all these cute outfits that just complemented her and her hairstyle and her eyes perfectly. And she thanked me for sending her to that website because I truthfully had no idea what color would go with that red hair.
Do you remember the website? We should drop that in our...
I think it was Colorwise. I'll have to look it up and I'll drop it in the show notes. But I'm pretty sure it was colorwise.com, I think is what it is. Because I had no idea.
That'd be good to put in our guide too. Like if you're not sure what your colors are, hey, this is a free tool that you can use. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that. But I do know The one thing that I tell my seniors not to come in is fluorescent colors.
Oh, no, no. Immediately, no. The color casting from that is a nightmare.
It is a nightmare because then it's on their skin. It's on their neck. It's on their hand. Like it is. It is. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I have had seniors bring those to their session and I will avoid that at all costs unless it is absolutely positively their favorite shirt. I'll let them wear it, but it's not something that I'm going to post on my social media or anything else because it's not going to be my favorite.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I did have a senior show up with his dog. He was into hunting and he had a flaming orange fluorescent hunting orange hoodie that he wanted to wear. And I'm like, okay, you can wear it, but it's not my favorite. But I mean, there are certain instances where they're going to want to wear something like that. And I let them.
And that makes sense in that situation.
But it's not going to be, it's not going to be their favorite. It's not going to be mom's favorite, but we'll take the picture. Absolutely. Yeah. So speaking of guns and dogs, let's talk about props and accessories. For me, I love props. Do you love props?
Oh, I love props. And that's something I push a lot. Like it takes your outfit from the outfit to a 2.0 outfit. It's such a huge.
It elevates.
Yes.
Elevates. That's a good word. Elevates. Elevates your outfits. I know props. That is one thing we talk about during my discovery call. Is I will ask my senior, you know, is there anything that you want to bring for props? And they're like, no, not really. But then we start talking about things. And next thing you know, we've now got a list of props. Like, what are the things that you're into? Are you into sports? Are you into anything like band or like any of those things? I had a kid once who didn't have anything, didn't know what to bring. And we started talking and his mom's like, well, he's into trucks. He loves his US of A flag, his United States of America flag. And I'm like, then bring the flag.
Right.
And bring the truck. And she's like, he just wears hats. And I'm like, then bring the hat. Like right there. We started listing all the things. The more we talked about what he liked, the more props we found. And it was one of my favorite sessions. Do you find that your seniors don't feel like they have props? Like,
yeah, I'm with you. You almost have to pull it out of them. They have them. They just don't realize they have them, right? And that would be part make the pictures feel like them, you know, bringing them with is what makes it unique to their session.
Absolutely.
And like, there's certain props, like say sunglasses, if they're a reflective pair, it's super cool to get like a really big close-up and them looking at a location. And those usually are like a favorite when they go to pick their pictures.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
Other things. I'm trying to think of other things that are my favorites. Jewelry. Oh my gosh. Jewelry. Yeah. Rings for when you put their hands up by their face. Yep. Huge.
Rings, sweaters, jackets. I love using jackets for layering.
Yes.
And then that gives them something to do with their hands. Like play with your earrings, play with your necklace, put your jacket on and just hold your jacket, flip it in and out. In the fall, I like to have, if they've into scarves or something like that, to add something like that as far as an accessory. Yeah. I love adding accessories. It adds dimension. It adds depth to their images.
Yeah.
I know I like to ask my seniors a week to 2 weeks out from their session. Typically 2 weeks out, I'll remind them to iron the clothes, take the tags off. And then the week before, I will ask my seniors to send me a text message with pictures of their outfits. It has been a game changer for me to know what outfits they are going to wear. I don't know about you.
Agreed.
But
it prepares them for their session too, because it makes them be prepared, right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Yeah.
It has allowed me to tell them what to wear to their outfits. So you're not spending the first 15 to 20 minutes looking at outfits and then getting into something. They at least know what they're going to wear. And then not only that, it helps me plan the session. So I know what outfit we're going to wear first, where we're going to change, and then where we're going next based on the outfits that we've got. And we know which one their favorite outfit is. And then you'll know, cause you say you keep their favorite outfit for like the third or the fourth outfit.
That's when they seem like they're the most comfortable and we're getting to the poses that, you know, are a little bit more dramatic and take a little bit more time. Something I also tell the girls to do with their outfits is if they have jewelry, to put it in a like a sandwich bag for each outfit separate, because sometimes it takes them a long time to find the pieces if they don't do that. If they just bring all their jewelry with, we don't have time for that. Like, you know, if they're hanging their outfit up, just like put a little sandwich bag and, you know, like push it through the thing and let it hang there. And that saves us a lot of time. And it makes it plan that it makes them plan it before the session.
Right. Right. So they know exactly what they're going to wear and they're not shuffling through all everything. Well, which ones am I going to wear? No.
Yeah.
Let's be quick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do love that. And then I also talked about, you know, when you do see those outfits, you can make suggestions for other colors or, and I, since doing this, I tell my seniors during that discovery call, I'm giving you my cell phone, send me pictures. And I even offer to my seniors that while you're out shopping for clothes, if you see some tops or some bottoms or you see something, don't be afraid to send me a picture of it. Like, I love to offer suggestions all throughout the whole process. And that's one of the things my parents love is that how easy I am to work with and how flexible. And I truly, truly want my seniors to look good. And it shows just by offering up that option.
Right. And that's going to help with the confidence too, because if they think they're picking the right outfits for their session, you know, they're going to feel more confident coming to the session.
Absolutely. So,
I think we've covered everything today. Is there anything we missed, Sarah, before I wrap up?
Nope. I think we're going to wrap this episode up.
We're going to keep the outfits simple. We offer a guide on what to wear, and that helps the seniors decide what to wear, because I don't know if we talked about this earlier, but sometimes the girls will just have all dresses or all pants, and you can't pose them the same in a dress that you can in a pair of pants. And so you want that variety so they have the variety of poses, but they don't know that. How would they know that? Right.
Right.
And so I always kind of guide them in that way. And then the three looks that we talked about was the casual look, the statement piece, and the timeless piece. And this covers the trends that your seniors want to share on social media. And then it also gives them the timeless photos that the parents want. So it covers both things. And then color is everything. Know what colors will complement your location and yourself. And I think Sarah's going to drop that link down below to help if that's something that your senior has questions on. Props and accessories are good for what to do with your hands situations, and it adds dimensions. So like you said, if they have a football to toss around, they're not worried about their hands. They know exactly what to do with them.
Right.
Don't be afraid to ask your seniors and have them send you photos of their outfits. And we want to end each episode with an action step for our listeners. And today's action step is to create a style guide for your clients and let us know how it's going by leaving us a comment.
And I also want to share my senior style guide with you. I will drop a link to that download in the show notes below. And we want to thank you for listening to today's episode. If you like what you heard, please leave us a review, subscribe, and we'll see you again in the next episode.